Do you want to go first or should I?
You can go first.
Okay. Hi everyone, my name is Tinuke or Suzanne. Yeah. So my Instagram name or my social media name combined is TinuSuz. And what do? Aside from enjoying making content, you know, just creating videos, I have a professional job as well.
My name is Dr. Adetola. And it's funny that I remember that because I usually don't remember that I'm a doctor. And on socials, my name is Miss Nella.
Miss Nella.
Yeah.
Miss Nella. Yes. I could never, every time I've tried, I'm like, Demsella.
It's because when I was trying to get that name on Instagram, somebody else had taken Miss Nella.
Oh, why Miss Nella?
It's actually my English name. It's coined from my English name.
Oh, what's your English name?
Don't want to say that.
Let's talk about your favorite celebrities. They can be influencers, media people, actors, actresses, musicians, anybody at all.
Yes. I don't know if she'll ever get to see this.
Oh.
But you know who it is because I've talked about her in one of her recordings.
Yeah.
It's just her sense of style blows my mind.
Who is it?
Her name is Amanda Morey. She's recently just changed her Instagram handle. She used to be called London Girl in NYC. So she's British, but she's moved to New York, obviously, because it's the fashion capital of the world. So she's moved to New York.
I knew you were going to talk about someone that was into fashion into and fashion. Stuff.
And the thing is, I've never really had like an icon or somebody I look up to. Not because I don't think people are not deserving of that status. It's just, I'm just the kind of person like, okay, what's so special about
you need to be
this?
Impressed.
This person impresses me.
Wow.
And the other day, I sent her a message and I said to her, the way your mind works just blows my mind.
Wow.
Because she would, obviously she follows all the houses, she knows history in terms of the designers, she knows the insights. She would give her insights into which house she thinks a particular designer fits into.
Wow. Oh, that's really interesting.
Yeah. There was an announcement this past week. I forget which fashion house is now because they're playing just musical chairs. You know, they're just moving themselves from one house to another.
Yeah.
But recently, one of the fashion houses announced a new creative designer.
Oh.
And she had called in 2022.
Wow.
And then when she put up the announcement.
Is that when you sent her that message?
That's when I sent her the message.
That's really nice.
She is just incredible. Mm. And to actually see a black woman do that, I'm so
she's a black woman.
Yes, she is.
Oh. Tino, who's your favorite celebrity?
Can I just say Pressure Tiwa?
Pressure Tiwa.
You know, they're also like someone that, you know, I like the way they've grown so far in life, you know, in their industry, in their career.
Good.
But you know, the way you're talking about yours, it's like, oh, there's more detail. Now I'm like,
pressure
what? Detail. But anyway, mine is Tiwa Savage.
That's Mommy Jam Jam.
Yeah, Mommy Jam Jam. Yeah. So everybody that hears this now will be like, typical. It's so obvious. There's two people, but I'm going to just stick to Tiwa.
Who's the second person?
Take a guess. It's a guy. It's a Nigerian music industry.
Don't say RMD.
No, okay. Music. Ashake, no, Ashake is cool.
Is it Brenna Boy?
No.
Kiss Daniel?
No.
Kiss Daniel is mine.
Kiss Daniel would have made sense.
No, not Kiss Daniel.
Who is it?
Should I just say?
Just say.
Wizkid.
Machala. Ooh. Wizkid.
So I was right when I said Wizkid.
I've never met anyone that really likes Wizkid like that.
I know.
There's something about Wizkid.
Really? Wow.
I've tried to explain it to people and I don't know how he's got stage presence.
Yes.
Does he though?
He's got Wizkid is the kind of person that would get on the stage even if he's singing rubbish.
He's always kind of like very mellow.
I feel like he's one of those people who, when he's amongst people that he's really comfortable with.
Let's give Wizkid intro.
Yeah.
He's introverted. Let's just give him that.
So for me, it's just, I will stick to Tiwa Savage. I just love her style, you know, everything about her music. The fact that, you know, at some point it felt like she wasn't in the presence anymore.
Mm.
Like we weren't seeing much of her. And then she came back with a bang. And now she's like, I'm here to stay.
I like that she owns her space though.
Yes, she does.
I like that she does.
Because I feel like she can really, really sing.
Oh,
have a regular 9-to-5, Tinu.
Yes, I do.
You do? Do you enjoy your job?
I enjoy it.
Yeah.
But you know, some days when I wake up in the morning, I'm like,
do I have to go?
Do I have to go in?
I know that
feeling.
Do I have
to do this? Yeah. So you do have a 9-to-5
yes.
that I love doing. I enjoy it.
Yes.
But it's just, you know, life gets overwhelming sometimes. And then that's when we start to think about, why am I even doing this when I should focus on this other part of my life?
And it's because of that other part of your life that I brought you here today.
Yeah.
Do you have a 9-to-5?
I do, yes. Unfortunately, I haven't won the lottery yet, so...
You're gonna win it soon, but she keeps saying it.
Yeah, I'm going to win it soon.
Remember
so.
Me in your kingdom.
Same, you will see the signs.
Okay, let's talk about your side gig because I found something interesting.
Just for the record, I love them.
I have pants, I have skirts, I have dresses.
Killer this!
Yes, I have overalls. It's obvious. I just like some of us. You have other girls. Like, yes, so yes. Every time you're looking for it, to
find somebody else.
Not again. Your whole video of a girl that was counting the pair of game that she has. Over 50.
I can easily say myself better than
you already have like almost 20,000.
But that thing, denim is very nice.
I thought that you can have, see this one now, it's a very different style.
Skinny jeans, I don't think that's vogue anymore.
No, I'm kind of like not mad about it. Just see how she got like resurrected jeans by a billion again. I don't have one pair of solutions.
What did this come about?
Should I go?
Yes, go.
What I say was accidental. Usually we go to the same church,
mm-hmm.
and usually after service, you know, you'd have tea, coffees, and you'd. So I had seen a video of hers, and I commented on how, you know, I liked that she was doing unboxing, and I thought, you know, we could do something. And she says, oh, because she follows me on Instagram as well, and she was like, oh well, I like the way you style your clothes.
Oh, so do you attend the same church?
She's like, oh, I like the way you style your clothes because I'm always usually getting compliments in church, so I like how you put that together. And I said, well, we could do like a styling video. We started from there, and I think the chemistry has been really great. So we came up with the idea that we'll do styling videos.
Yes.
But then we just thought, oh, you know, this is working really well. If we're doing styling videos, you know, we could expand it to talk about other things, how to style denim pieces, to style, put a look together, how to repurpose things that are in your wardrobe. And I love denim. I love any iteration of denim. I've got all iterations of denim.
Wow.
And if I could wear denim every day of my life, I will. And I just thought, you know, it's something that almost everybody has in their wardrobe.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about styling denim, talk about tips, talk about fabric care, you know. We did a bit of history of denim.
Yeah.
And then I think you had bought...
Yeah.
She had just bought 2 new pairs of denim skirts.
How many pairs?
You can never have enough denim.
I don't need one good blue one, one good black one.
They all give different vibes.
When I watch your videos, I'm like, oh, this superstar.
Oh.
You know, yeah, you are a superstar. And I don't even see you as anything less. Because like, oh, one of those people, I sent you an invite to come to talk and play.
Yeah.
You're one of the top 10 on my list.
Oh.
Just automatically. I was like, yeah, I need some people that are quite stylish.
Yeah.
You know, to come and showcase themselves. So thank you for coming. So what's your Instagram handle?
So I am the Miss Nella on Instagram. This page is public. My TikTok page is public.
Oh, good. Yeah. What's your TikTok handle?
It's Miss Nella. So I'm Miss Nella on all my other social platforms.
Right.
It was just only Instagram. I couldn't get that
name. Yes.
For me, before I would say my social media, just like she said, sometime last year, I used to do like Get Ready With Me. I would just make videos of myself.
Don't you do that anymore?
Well, I think now, I'm thinking we should actually start to do
it. You should do that.
Yeah.
Behind, as in backstage, I was taking pictures of them getting ready because I was like, this is what you guys do.
Yeah.
So I was, you have to pay me to release those pictures to you, you know? Yeah. But that's really nice. So you don't do that anymore?
Well, not like I don't do that anymore, but you know, especially when you're trying to transition into content making, you try different things.
Okay, so well, if you could do more, if you could do any other side gig, apart from content and being out there on social media, what do you think you'd do?
I'll do a talk show.
Okay, that's really nice.
Like maybe a fashion, music.
Yes.
Lifestyle talk show, you know, and then I remember when I was much younger, we used to watch this show, I don't know what it's called. Something about Style Me. There's this lady in America that she will bring people on her show.
Oh, and then she'll change their outlook.
And then she'll change their outlook.
Yes, you know, yes, something yes, like yes. that.
But then you have like, so just the way me and Miss Nella do it.
That's fantastic.
Maybe invite people, come on the show.
Bring your wardrobe.
Bring your wardrobe, bring like a few clothes that you struggle to. Because sometimes we have clothes in our wardrobe, but we struggle to put together.
Yeah.
I still struggle with some clothes. I'm like, I bought this cloth because I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I wear it, I'm like, it's not giving me what I want. So, you know, like maybe have a talk show where people bring few pieces from their wardrobe, come on the show, and we...
So what's stopping you? I'd like to ask that question. What's stopping you from pursuing that dream?
What's stopping us?
Kiestama.
Kiestama.
Kiestama is stopping me. Well, now that we've mentioned it, we'll work on that part.
Yes,
do it.
Yes. That's really nice. If you could do more, Adetela, what would you do?
It would definitely be to dress people up.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. I enjoy it. And to the point where sometimes if I'm really having like a really long day, sometimes I walk from home. Sometimes I walk on site. And on the days when I'm walking from home and I'm really having like, you know, one of those days where you're just like, and I find myself not daydreaming, but I find myself starting to think, oh, got that dress, what could I possibly wear? What shoes would go? Oh, what if I try these shoes?
Yeah. Wow.
And then I'll get up like a bolt.
And you go and do that.
And I'll go and pick out.
Is that how you feel as well?
We've never talked about this, but literally,
wow.
My sister laughs at me because sometimes I'll just be like, you know, maybe I'm just staying and
yeah,
I just think of like a clothes that I have. I'm like, I've not worn that clothes in a while.
Nice.
How can I style it? And then I'm up in the wardrobe.
So your brain cells.
Yeah. And it just feels like there's a burst of energy.
Yeah,
wow, that's really good.
Like, if you had seen me like 10 minutes before, well, I was just like dead. And then all of a sudden, we're like, oh, what if I wore that dress with this pair of shoes? And then before you know it, in 10 minutes, I brought out the dress from my wardrobe, I found the shoes. What bag do I think?
And it makes you feel alive. Mm. And then you take a picture and then we like it on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I think that's what kind of like birthed. Because all of this started, I think, during lockdown, where we were all holed up inside the house and weren't going
nothing
anywhere.
Nothing to do, nothing
and
to do.
And I was shopping like crazy because I thought I was going to die. So I was like, well, I'm not going to
leave
it. I'm
not going
to take the money with me. So I'm like, well, I'm going to spend it. And then so I started to style the things that I bought and then post the picture in front of the mirror. And that's it.
I was going to take a picture from you on Instagram and then post it. I was going to do like a collab of some of your pictures with sunglasses.
Yeah.
I love sunglasses. So that's why I've asked you guys to bring your sunglasses so that we can dance at the end with our sunglasses. Because I love sunglasses and I see that you also love sunglasses a lot, as in they're like my babies. I feel like I should give them names, but I like that a lot about you.
Yeah.
And I think I've told you.
I put a post up recently.
Yes.
And it was just one of those moments where I was thinking, I had this really nice, brightly colored jumper on.
Mm.
And I don't know where the thought came from. It just occurred to me that, what if you matched your sunglasses to
the color of the jumper?
Colors on your jumper.
Oh my God.
And then I started to look. I had blue, I had yellow, I had white, I had orange, and I had green. And
yep,
I had
like, orange sunglasses.
I have two orange sunglasses.
Oh my goodness, why would you have an orange sunglasses?
And I thought to myself, oh my goodness, I have all the colors of sunglasses. Oh. So I took a picture, I wore white, I took a picture, I wore all the colors. And then I posted a collab on Instagram. And I was like, where did that thought come from?
Very, but, very nice. I like it. You go global, baby.
Yeah.
Let's talk about life in the UK so far.
Mm-hmm.
When did you arrive in the UK, Tina?
I first arrived in the UK in 2011.
Wow.
In Scotland. Yeah, so I lived in Glasgow for some time and then moved to Manchester for uni.
Mm-hmm.
And then around 2016, I traveled back to Nigeria. I did go back. And can I just add that I had the time of my life. When I was going back, a lot of my friends were saying, oh my God, are you not scared? Like, are you not, why are you going back? And I was like, I don't know, I just want to go back.
Mm.
I just want to, you know, go back to Nigeria. And I was in Nigeria for maybe 5 years.
Wow.
But I had an amazing time. Mm-hmm. I met so many lovely friends, you know, because obviously I hadn't been there for a while. So going back, you're now making new friends.
Yeah.
Okay. So I met people who I lived in Lagos, then I moved to Ibadan, which was now like,
that's another life entirely.
She did enjoy herself.
Yeah. And then I came back to the UK, you know, was in Manchester.
And why did you come back? Was it another school? Did you have to go back to school? Or
yeah, so I had to come back to do my master's.
Okay.
But I would say why I came back was, you know, as you grow, you just feel like sometimes you need to do something else, you need to grow, you need to change your environment if necessary.
And would you say settling back in again was easy?
Yes, the second time was easy because the first time it felt like I was really struggling. I was much younger. And like I said, I lived in Glasgow, you know, I didn't really know people, but then I made friends in Glasgow, but you know, I was the only one, all my family were in Nigeria. Mm. So, but coming back the second time, I'm more matured, not like
more Lou.
Yeah. The struggle of life is still there, but I'm able to navigate it because I've been here, I've lived in different places. Mm. So, and as you grow older, you just learn how to adjust with life.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. So what's your story, Aditala? When did you get to the UK?
I moved here in 2011.
Oh, same year.
I moved back. In 2011, I was
you
in Manchester.
Too.
Yeah. Well, I moved back because I was homesick, I think.
Yeah.
I was really, really homesick. Mm. And then I came back in 2013 for my master's. And I lived in Coventry for 18 months and then I moved to Warwick and I've lived there ever since.
Mm.
It was hard to make friends in the beginning. Mm. It was quite isolating.
Mm.
And the job I did, I used to work in London and I used to commute from Warwick to London.
By train or driving?
Yeah, so it was quite hectic. And that meant that I was out first thing in the morning and back last thing at night.
So I
literally didn't have any opportunity to make friends or hang out with people.
Work home.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and I think after the pandemic, I just decided that I was just going to be a bit more intentional about doing things that brought me joy and made me happy.
100%.
And I've been working on that project, you know.
Good.
And anything that's not making me happy in terms of friendships or in terms of life situations, I eliminate them.
Recycle bin straight.
Into the bin.
And permanently delete.
Permanently.
Don't just put things in recycle bin now. Permanently delete.
Mistakenly auto-recovered. Yeah. I don't want them to be auto-recovered.
Okay, so what's your friendship story like? What's your love story like? Is it just about the recordings or you've been friends longer?
Well, it started with the recordings.
You wouldn't know. Their chemistry is actually very good.
Which for me, I think I was thinking about this because I was like, this is such a bizarre, not bizarre as in like a bad thing, but I didn't see on my bingo cards for 2024, and it's outside of my comfort zone.
Mm.
Because usually I don't talk on social media. I'll just put a picture or put a caption on it, but I think ever since we started recording, I started feeling a bit more confident.
We now know what you sound like.
Yes, exactly. People know what I sound like.
You're ready to leave the party, but the host catches you trying to leave the party. What is your exit excuse? Try to leave. Try to stop her from leaving. Go.
Are you not having a good time?
I am, but I have to be up at 5 a.m. because I have to finish up work. I have a presentation.
But we're expecting some really, really fun people to come join us. Are you sure you just don't want to hang around for a little bit?
I've been here since for over 5 hours.
Yeah, I know. But is that because we wanted them to come when they're just like really special people around.
Oh, why do you have to wait till the end? Why
because
have to be
we
up at
want,
five?
Because we wanted to save the best for last.
Oh my God.
Are you sure you can't wait for one more hour? I can always get somebody to come drop you off at home.
No, but I need to be home so I can get some sleep and be up at 5.
Yeah, but if you're going home now, it means you have to take public transport or a taxi.
I'll get a taxi.
I can chauffeur you home. I can get somebody.
No, because I don't know when you're going to want to take me home.
1 hour, I promise you. Nothing more.
10 minutes?
1 hour?
No. 10 minutes? 15 minutes?
Okay, let's do 40 minutes. Let's call it
40 minutes. No, you're not coming closer to me. 20 minutes. I'll stay for only 20 minutes.
The thing is, 20 minutes, you then find out that these people that are going to be here, you really want to hang out with them.
Then you organize another one. Make it happen again.
You make this one worthwhile. Let's see how it goes in 20 minutes. I'm sure you don't want to stay more longer.
Okay, but I'm going to sneak out.
You said okay.
Yeah,
I agreed. So you said, okay, so this one goes to Tola, the taller one. Okay, so would you rather go to a party with strangers, total strangers, or binge watch a show alone, like Netflix and chill?
Binge watch.
What if your favorite celebrity, Amanda, was around? Total stranger.
I guess I can be persuaded.
Yeah. So this one is for you. You're just going to keep the shades on.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Without words, act out your favorite activity when you're alone. Everybody has been sleeping on this show. I like your getup, by the way. John, tell us what you're wearing and why you decided to combine it like this.
Yeah. So I'm really into layering, and that's because Miss Mandy loves to layer. Don't mind me. And this is like a summer dress that I saw, and I'm kind of personal when I see like something that's really nice. It's very pass it up.
It's very nice.
It is very nice.
It's very, very nice. Thank you. I need to read your wardrobe.
It's very, very nice. It's a summer dress by Stein. I think Steingoya is what it's called. And then this was on sale.
That's Kenzo. Yeah, I liked it from when I saw you.
Sunglasses are Kenzo. Sneakers are Kenzo. And then this hat was just, it was different.
It's Gucci. Yeah.
I've never seen anybody with like...
I love it.
So
I love it so much.
And the style is very different.
It is.
I like the wooliness. Yeah. It's like it's on fire. I've never
seen anybody with it.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen
it. I've never seen it before. When you said you, I was like, huh? When I saw that, I was like, ooh.
And I'm in my hat era.
Yeah. Very nice. When am I coming to your side now? To come and read your wardrobe.
Please take me with you.
I could
to read her wardrobe.
I could arrange something for a small fee.
Moving on. So this is for you to know.
Okay.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever bought at 2 a.m.? I'm sure you see something. Outfits, clothes.
2 a.m.
Midnight, yeah.
Midnight.
Yes.
Skincare.
That you regretted.
Oh, regretted?
Yes.
Oh.
And in the morning you're like, why? Why? Why did I do this? I wasted money.
Something on TikTok.
Yeah.
TikTok shop is so
it's the devil.
You get so engrossed in people saying, oh, you need to try this. Yes. And then I bought a few things. Now what I do is I just put it in my basket and I think of
for
it
for a while.
If I'm like, I think of it and I don't need it, I'm like, nah,
yes.
Yeah. So TikTok. I bought something on TikTok and I tried to return it, but they were like, nah, you can keep it, but we'll give you your money back. I was like, okay.
Oh, really?
A win is a win. Thank
you. And they
you.
Give you your money back.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think the cost of them
sending
you back is
much more.
Okay, okay. So this is a vibe question. Using three words. And three words only. How would you describe your vibe or your personality or yourself? Three words.
Quirky.
Quirky, yes.
Colorful.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Stylish.
Stylish. Mm. Oh, giving. Yeah. She's giving everything, Aditola. Yes.
Yeah.
It's not a lie. She is all those things. How about you,
Ask me the question again, because
three words.
It's in my head.
What's your vibe?
Yeah.
Describe yourself using only three words.
I'll say loving.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, so loving in terms of like everybody around me, friends, you know, just, I love people. Mm. Funny, but in a quirky, not quirky, I don't want to use quirky because she's already
She's taking that word already.
energy.
You got energy.
My energy.
Yes. You best my energy unlocked.
Is, yeah. If I say so, my energy is 100.
I agree.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. 100.
You guys have met someone like me. Finally. Yeah.
While we're filming, half the time I'm dead. She'll be like, let's take someone. Let's try this style. And I'm like, I'm tired already.
Energy like a kid. Wow, that's really good.
I love to have a good time.
Okay.
So, but if that's in one word,
it's all right. I'm out there. Or you already said energy, loving. How would you say? I'm outside. We're outside. So, do you know anything about medicine, healthcare?
No.
No, okay. Do you know anything about heart surgeries and stuff?
No.
Nothing at all, okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, what do you know about heart surgeries?
Zero.
Zero.
So, act out explaining to a fresh student, 100 levels medical student, about the heart surgery that you performed yesterday. Use technical terms, use big words for us, you know. with total confidence. You with don't know anything about confidence. It, but you're telling them with total confidence. Okay. You're telling Aditola with total confidence. Go.
Yeah. So yesterday, I was in the theater room, and we had this patient that they've been waiting for heart transplant, and luckily for them, they got a heart that matches their blood type, or how that works. You know, you get what I mean as a doctor. You feel me? And then we got the hearts in the casing that it comes in, you know, and I had to get in my...
You can ask questions, Aditola. Yeah. You can ask
oh,
questions.
Oh, girl, you want to feel me? Because she's already nodding like, okay, interesting. Interesting. And then, you know, I had to go into the theater. They called me to come into the surgery room urgently. I had to hop in there with the other doctors, and we went game on. We had to open up the heart. We had to open, create like an incision. You know how, you know what I mean? We had to create like an incision and then took out the heart. You know, pulled it out, yanked it out, not yanked it out, for you know, use the scissors, what's that thing called? The stereos?
Yeah, the surgeon.
The stereos.
You know, we had to use the scissors thingy, you know what I mean? As a doctor, I don't need to speak too much.
No, you don't.
So we had to do that, please don't say anymore. Anyway, we took the heart out. Immediately, we grabbed the other one because it was still beating.
Did you do a bypass?
Bypass? Yes, yes, we did it.
Okay.
We did. What's bypass? But yeah, we did it. We did the bypass, as you said. Yeah, we did the bypass. And we had to check that the blood was flowing, everything. And then we just put the heart in. We didn't stitch it because it's the heart. You know, we just taped it.
Yeah.
You know.
I feel sorry for this.
Patients, but we did it.
This patient was better off without this heart transplant.
You might be surprised. The patient is now up and good, up and grateful.
Up and grateful. I'm ambitious.
They are able to spin now because the heart matches their.
Oh goodness!
You know, it matches everything.
You won,
and I got a round of applause for my job.
She won this one. She's very confident. Saying rubbish. She like it. All right, thank you. Thank you guys for being on the show so far. It's actually absolutely amazing. Thank you. But before we end, we want to know what your social superpowers are. Are you introverted? Are you extroverted? Are you a bit of both?
I say to people, but I try not to say this anymore, but I'm just going to say it there. I say to people that I'm a very shy person.
Wow.
But people never believe that I'm shy because I can just meet someone and instantly I'm already chatting away. And then maybe when I get to my introverted mood and they come to try to chat, I'm just like, the energy is gone. You, like, I don't.
Yeah.
But I'll just say I'm extroverted.
Extra, yes. Absolutely.
So I think that my introverted is a more dominant one.
Okay.
But I do have sort of like some recessive extroverted. If I'm around the right people, I can be extroverted.
Yeah.
I can be the life of the party. So, but I would stick with being
intro.
With a hint of some extra.
Extra. Yeah.
All right. So you guys, if you've enjoyed today's show, please kindly follow, like, share, and subscribe to my YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Don't tell them again your YouTube channel and your IG.
Handles. So, my IG handle is the Miss Nella.
Yes.
My IG handle is Tinu Suz.
Yes.
And our YouTube channel is Live, Love, and Live at like 9 p.m.
Yes.
Wow. I'm just gonna write it down there.
Love and Live at 9 p.m. because 9 p.m. is checkout time.
For the introvert.